And now in Studio A, I'd like to welcome Nat Harvey, singer-songwriter of Duluth. They just released a new EP, Snow is a Gift to My Fear. And welcome, Nat.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
All right. So first of all, we're going to be in a few moments playing some music off the EP. But first, Nat, tell us a little more about your solo project and your inspiration behind the EP.
I had a couple songs and started to amass more that clearly weren't really songs for that project, and wanted to get a little bit more personal with some of my writing. So I started playing a couple shows on my own with my drummer Sam Williams, who also plays for the bands Chase Down Blue and Cabbage, formerly known as Horse Girls, in town. That was really fun. So in winter, I decided I was going to record an EP, and I did that in January, and that just came out last week.
All right. So just very recently released. And this first track that we're going to play, Ready to Die, can you tell us a little bit about that? Just sort of introduce listeners to the song a bit.
Sure. I don't know. A lot of the subject material on this EP has a lot to do with sort of the stagnance of winter in Duluth. And I knew that that was going to end up being a little bit morbid, maybe, to some extent. So I wanted to go a little bit poppier with one of the songs and see what would happen with that. And Ready to Die is the song that came out of there.
Okay. All right. I'll have some more questions later on about that seasonal focus, because I found that interesting. But for now, I won't keep listeners waiting. This is Ready to Die, Nat Harvey on KUMD. Nat Harvey on KUMD, that track Ready to Die off their new EP, Snow is a Gift to My Fear. I'm curious about some of your influences in your work. I'm not sure if I'm way off base here, but as I've been listening, I get sort of a Conor Oberst, Bright Eyes kind of feeling sometimes. Now you're laughing. I don't know what that means. I don't know. I feel like there's just a bit of gentleness with your music, and yet mixed in with a little darkness, or maybe it's just a part of the way you articulate spoken lyrics in some of your tracks. Can you tell us a little bit more about any influences or themes or moods
Sure.
that have impacted your solo project?
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, I laugh. I'm not a huge Bright Eyes fan, but I can sort of see that with a more like confessional style of this record. Mm. For me, going into this album, I was listening to a lot of like Angel Olsen and Karen Dalton, a lot of like women singer-songwriters that have a bit of a kick to them.
Mm-hmm.
That was really influential in creating this album. And sort of like the mix of doing something a little bit bitier than what I'm usually doing with Vivielle. But as well as sort of trying to capture some of that bleakness too, and there's a certain like monotony to a lot of this EP. Another really big influence going into this this record was the Canadian singer-songwriter Andy Schoaf, who does a really, in my opinion, really excellent job of highlighting the story and the lyrics and vocals, these beautiful vocals, while still having interesting but somewhat minimalist instrumentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Beautiful vocals, but yet minimalist. When you said there's sort of this bleakness and yet bite to it. I was definitely picking up on that as I've made my way through the EP.
Great.
All right, next up, we're going to hear another track off the EP. And this one, the first track on the EP, it's entitled Whatever Rain May Come. You are tuning in to KUMD Duluth Public Radio, and joining me in studio is Nat Harvey. That track we just heard, Io, actually I had intended on playing Whatever Rain May Come, but we had a special little bonus treat in there with Io, that off of their just released EP, Snow is a Gift to My Fear. Nat, I'm curious about the title. I have to say that I've been listening to the EP, you know, it's a summer release, so I'm listening to it in the summer, and I feel like it fits well with summer listening. You alluded to it when we started the show, but the album title has that wintry seasonal focus. Can you tell listeners a little bit more about that?
Sure. With Io, and it's been a struggle because I am on the website, I think it's in like Helvetica or Times New Roman, where it just looks like Lo in lowercase, but it is Io indeed. Io is a moon of Jupiter, I believe, that supposedly has ice on it, and is also the name of, in Greek mythology, and for the listeners who know a lot about Greek mythology, I'm probably butchering this, but a nymph who Zeus was fooling around with, and then Hera was kind of frustrated with him and wanted to kill her. So some stuff happened and she was turned into a tree. but the song is sort of this, about this, like this idea of trading stillness, like the stillness that we have in these Duluth winters for being allowed to remain alive, and sort of this question of like, if she's a tree, is she still alive? And if we live like we do in the winter, are we still living? And it is also in some ways sort of like a love song for that stillness and the apparent deadness of these Duluth winters that I wrote while I was spending a wet, somewhat grayer winter just north of Vancouver. Yeah, that's where that comes from.
Okay. You know, maybe it's the stillness that I'm feeling with it. As I've been listening, just in kind of a quiet part of my summer, a time where I don't have to be moving as quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was connecting to the stillness. So I can see how, even though you're really focusing on that wintry aspect, that it can transcend that season just into a time of kind of quiet and stillness. And
yeah, and that's sort of this constant conflict that I have, especially right now in my life, is like, you know, being a student in British Columbia for 8 months of the year, and then coming back here, is I'm writing all the time, and I've been told, and you know, have noticed myself, that my writing is very seasonal, but just because of my schedule, I never get to record or release these albums in the season that maybe they were intended for. So I wrote this in the dead of winter, and it was, I thought it was a winter album. And then as I was finishing up and during mastering, I thought it might be a spring album. And, I like the, I don't know, the irony of being forced to release that in the summer due to my schedule.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's a beautiful EP, so I think it can be appreciated in lots of different spaces and times of the year. Yeah. All right. Up next, Whatever Rain May Come on KUMD. Nat Harvey on at KUMD Duluth Public Radio, that track, Whatever Rain May Come. He's joining me in Studio A to share the new EP with listeners. And for listeners out there who are interested in your work, Nat, just any other information that you have that you think is really important about this work, or, you know, information about how they upcoming shows or how they can get a hold of your CD.
Sure. Well, this new EP, we didn't do any physical release just cause it's a littler one and we were pressed for time. It's available on Bandcamp and Spotify and Apple Music or Tidal or any of that stuff that people use. And
awesome.
Is also sort of being partially released through the new Duluth Music Collective, Zenith City Music Collective, which is sort of this this new umbrella for Duluth artists to release their work under. And it's also free via our website. which is also some of the artists included in that are Liner Gazelle, I Am the Slow Dancing Umbrella, Lee Jeffrey, Chase Down Blue, some really great bands in town. Then another thing I'm really excited about with this release is that through tracking and all the instrumentation and writing and mixing and everything was all done by queer artists in town. So it's really exciting to have that representation, especially in this scene.
Awesome. Yeah. So a lot going on between the collective and, of course, you work with Vivielle and now the solo project. Can you talk with listeners just about how you're balancing all those different projects?
Sure. I don't really identify as someone that has good time management skills, but it somehow works out. I'm just kind of mixing all the time and writing all the time. Earlier this summer, in one of the first or second weeks of June, Vivielle and I, we all got together and just took a week or so to start tracking a new EP that is going to be released on August 13th at the Red Herring. It's going to be a shorter EP, just 3 or 4 songs, but definitely a step in a different direction for us. And it's really exciting, but is also going to be sort of the last project or album that we're doing together. August 13th, the release of that EP is going to be Vivielle's last hurrah. It's going to be the last Vivielle show, at least for the foreseeable future. Folks are all going off to, well, already are off at different universities, and time is getting harder to manage altogether, and it's been really wonderful all playing together for the past couple of years, but it's sort of time we've collectively decided to move on from that project. So we're really excited for that show, and we're going to be promoting the heck out of it.
Well, we'll look forward to the show, although a bittersweet announcement there for sure. I know here at KUMD, lots of Vivielle fans, and we've played Vivielle a lot on the air. So a disappointment, but it sounds like that band feels really good about it and headed into some new directions for all of you. So,
and hopefully that'll be a great show and a sort of a chance for us to give back to this arts community that's been so great to us from venues that helped us when we started out, like Beaners and the Grace and even the Herring to radio stations like KUMD, which are so important in the scene for supporting up and coming artists. We're really looking forward to that.
Terrific. Great. All right. Well, we're just about out of time here in the local. Luckily, we have one more time or just enough time for one more track off of the EP. Now, I want to thank you for your time and coming in and talking with us today, letting us know a little bit about the EP.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.